dinner.
You'd have an oval step and a regular straight chair, or just a thing like these old plain chairs, like this old poster.
Did you have like, you had chairs on the porch? What kind of chairs did you have there?
You just have regular porch chairs and maybe have a swing. There's another chain. She's about three.
And let's see.
And banisters all the way around the house. You put your feet up on the banisters, you know.
Yeah. And we're talking about the bedroom. What kind of furniture would you have in the bedroom?
Well, you'd have a wardrobe and a dresser, bed, two or three chairs.
You mentioned a wardrobe. What, can you explain what a wardrobe is to me?
Wardrobe is a place to hang your clothes, and you maybe have drawers on one side and have a big double door to it, and each one of them would be glass doors, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And you could hook one door and you push that in and take the key and lock it. And the other side of the place has to hang clothes in.
Have you ever heard anybody call out anything besides a wardrobe?
No, I haven't.
What if you had just drawers, you didn't have a place to hang your clothes, what would you call it?
It'd be a chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody use the term chiffarole?
Yeah, chiffarole.
Is that the same as a chest of drawers or same as a wardrobe?
As a chiffarole would be, I had a chest of drawers.
Have you ever heard anybody call that chiffonier?
Yeah, I very seldom hear that name or mention. I've heard it called on.
Where do you usually hang your clothes now?
In a regular clothes closet in a bedroom, just sliding doors. Mm-hmm. He's got bifold doors in the closet up there. It's the ones that just fold back up, you know. Push them in the center. And the hinge back up in that house up there.
What do people usually call just things like old sofas and chairs and tables and things like that? That's just what?
That's about it. Sofa.
You buy that at what kind of store?
Furniture store.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call furniture anything besides furniture? You ever heard of any other names that people maybe used to use a long time ago? Or
no, I don't recall any.
You ever hear anybody call it a house plunder?
Mm-mm.
You ever heard that one? Okay.
No.
Let's see. What do you call maybe the right up above the ceiling there in your house? You have what? What do you call that?
Your ceiling? Or your ceiling joist?
Yes, sir. If you have a little open room up there, what do you call that?
That'd be a... But you could have a bedroom, anything. You could have a bedroom, you could have just a regular place to store stuff, storage room upstairs. Some of them has a disappearing staircase, you know. You just pull it down, it'll fold right down, you walk up in there, and when you get through, you just pull it in the oval balance and go right back up in place.
You ever call that an attic?
Attic, yeah. That's a room right there that's called an attic.
What other names do people around here use for that? Any other names that people might use instead of attic?
No, I don't know.
And let's see. What do you call the things that hanging there at the window to keep out the light? What do you call those?
I'd be dull if I know. I say just we usually got drapes and things in.
What if you have things that you pull to open and shut? You know?
Yeah, like I got them in with this. Just your draw drapes. Mm-hmm. So you pull them back out and you pull them back too. Mm-hmm.
And what if they're on rollers and you pull them down? What would you call them?
That's a shade, window shade.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you mentioned the staircase. Now,